First reading ordinance 52, revisions to cemetery ordinance. Madam Clerk, do you have anything to say concerning this?
What I did was I included a marked up version of the current cemetery ordinance with the changes. The cemetery board has reviewed all of these and recommends them. I'd be happy to go through any of them if anyone has any questions. Basically, there's some fine tuning of some of the language just to make certain that it jives with what our current practice is. It does delete an installment payment option. Now that we take credit cards, that installment payment option is far less used, and certainly it's much more of a headache for the clerk's department because the person can't use the cemetery lot until it's fully paid for anyway. So instead, now we have people who will just simply put down a credit card as opposed to enter into an installment payment agreement with the township. One of the main prompts for redoing this cemetery ordinance and making some corrections was to clarify the foundation rule because we have people confused. The marker or monument can be a certain size, and then we have to have a foundation port that's 3 inches wider all the way around the marker. And that was not absolutely clear from the language in the ordinance, and so it caused some confusion sometimes with monument companies. So we have corrected that. We also had some issues in the past about the definition of holidays. So about a year and a half ago, the cemetery board had done a resolution to define holidays, and this incorporates the language of that resolution. And those are the most substantial changes there. I mean, there was another one. It prohibited more than one person to be in a particular space other than a mother and child. We changed that to a parent and child to make that more consistent, that kind of thing. So those are the substance of the changes.
Well, I wanted to thank Deb for helping doing all the work on this. It's the cemetery is, and working some with the board, people have a tendency, you got to have pretty strong rules. People have a tendency to bend them. Well, that was Uncle Henry's favorite tractor that they want to stick on his grave. You know, or they want to plant this giant hogweed there, whatever. And they have a tendency to get a little bit. Then you need pretty strict rules. People will
absolutely. They get emotional.
They need to be consistent.
They do get emotional, and I can appreciate that at the same time. It's tough. And the other thing that really matters over there is space for putting a body.
Yes.
You know, that's potential revenue. They're very, very jealous of that.
Yes.
Which is good. That's what they're supposed to do. Thank you.
And we have a suggested motion. Someone would like to make that.
I would move to have ordinance number 52 considered read. Ordinance amending chapter 8, cemeteries, that the clerk be directed to publish / post the proposed ordinance in accordance with state law, and further that ordinance number 52 be placed on the agenda for the July 2018 regular meeting for final reading.
I'll support.
We have a motion to support. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.